A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial-free. I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story. The state Senate has given the thumbs up to school vouchers, the first of two votes in the Senate. We have team coverage. First, KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe.
The vote was split with 20 in favor. That's just enough to overcome any future citizen referendums to repeal the law. But the bill still needs one more vote in the Senate, and so it's at risk of being vulnerable to a referendum if just one person changes their vote. The governor has said he's supportive of this bill with the inclusion of a teacher pay increase.
There is likely going to be another vote tomorrow in the Senate to finish things up. We'll be watching here at KSL News Radio. Utah Senate Democrats tried to throw a lot of changes into the school choice bill, but none of them stuck. Team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz.
Democrats tried to add federal anti-discrimination language for private schools. They tried separating the teacher raises from the scholarships. They wanted more protections for background checks. And one by one, Republican Senate sponsor Kirk Cullimore rejected them.
I'll state the obvious. This is a political process, and so I'm trying to work with what we've been given from the House and working with my House sponsor. And so we just want to respect the bill and the condition it's in at this time.
Republicans did say more bills might be coming to address some of those concerns. Democratic Senator Kathleen Reby says she isn't satisfied.
I've talked with UEA, PTA, Eagle Forum. There is very little support for this bill outside of this body.
Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
While we've heard about protests at the Capitol both for and against school vouchers, there was another protest as teachers walked out of West High. Team coverage continues here.
This morning, around 20 teachers from West High School held a walkout during their lunch break in the protest of the school voucher bill.
Our school could definitely use those funds to improve things like a janitorial staff. Our paraprofessionals are underpaid and they deserve what they should be paid.
The bill offers a $6,000 raise, but for language arts teacher Riley Pickle, she says educators would rather the money is put towards public school education.
The raise and the scholarship slash voucher tied together actually hurts public school teacher morale. We don't believe that our raises should come at the expense of our students, and we're unwilling to compromise our values for more money.
Lawmakers who support this bill say it is not a threat to public education. Hugo Ricard-Bell, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 5:02. The U.S. and Germany are joining forces to send tanks to Ukraine. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, President Biden making it official today, says the U.S. will be sending more than 31 of its best tanks to Ukraine to help it defend against Russian aggression. The president countering Russia's narrative that making these donations represents a threat to the Kremlin.
There is no offensive threat to Russia. If Russia troops return to Russia, where they belong, this war would be over today.
It is the first stage of a coordinated effort by the West to provide dozens of the heavy weapons to help Kyiv break the combat stalemates as Russia's invasion enters its 12th month. The recent steady drip of classified documents being found in places that they shouldn't be has lawmakers on both sides of the aisle saying the labeling system is broken. But National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the process isn't something that can be standardized.
It's a balance that we try to strike to make sure that everything is appropriately marked and appropriately handled. But, you know, it varies from document to document and from issue to issue.
He says the White House is always reviewing the guidelines to ensure that they are appropriate. Trains are now running through a huge new terminal built in the caverns beneath New York City's landmark Grand Central Terminal. Construction cost more than $11 billion, making it one of the most expensive rail projects in U.S. history. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Out Monte Cristo way, a search and rescue team was called out after a plane crash last night. It was near the border between Weber and Rich counties. The single-engine plane crashed during heavy snowfall that delayed the rescue. The good news is that the woman flying the plane was taken to a nearby hospital with minor injuries. Utah's Mighty Five National Parks saw a 7% decrease in visitors last year. KSL News Radio's Allie Litzinger with the story.
In 2022, over 10.5 million people visited the Mighty Five, but this is still down from 2021, which saw record-setting numbers and even pre-pandemic numbers from 2019. Utah tourism officials say it's a perception that the parks are overcrowded, but it varies from park to park. Arches Canyonlands, Capitol Reef, and Zion, who saw those record-setting numbers a few years ago, all saw decreased numbers last year. But why visitation was down last year remains largely unknown. Officials speculate it was high gas prices over the summer, when the parks usually see the biggest jump in visitors, and other economic effects like people tightening up their budgets.
Officials say it's too early to tell if the new timed entry pilot program impacted park visitation.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas,
in the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. Here's Len Thomas.
Well, we have a new crash that's not a good one. Northbound Mountain View Corridor, it's closed now. All lanes are affected. This is north of 2100 South, taking all lanes. There's multiple vehicles involved in this, apparently. So you want to avoid the Mountain View Corridor north of the 21st South Highway. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 5:06, Wednesday afternoon. Salt Lake City police are investigating a body found in the foothills above Beck Street. A passerby called 911 this morning. Police used a drone to find the body inside a limestone kiln. Police think the person must have been living up there. They say the death is not suspicious. The victim's name and the official cause of death have yet to be released. A fundraising effort has started to raise $100 million to help redevelop the ballpark neighborhood in Salt Lake City once the Bees leave for South Jordan. But what will it take this? What will take the stadium's place is anybody's guess. Ballpark Community Council Chair Amy Hawkins shared her thoughts with David Dujanovic this morning.
You know, we talked about how could we activate that space more times of the year. And we talked about, you know, putting a rooftop restaurant there, doing winter's farmers markets. It does have the best view in baseball, period.
Yeah.
It's really hard to think about bulldozing the best view in baseball, right? Don't you want to repurpose that at least for something? I do.
Hawkins says she wishes groups would have rallied together years ago so that the Bees wouldn't be leaving now. Unemployment is still low, but layoffs are starting to edge upward, especially in the tech industry.
The big picture is that unemployment rate that's been hanging out at around a 50-year low is starting to rise. Now, the reasoning behind this is so many of these companies ramped up hiring so quickly during the pandemic to meet increased demand. Now that demand is starting to weaken and the economy is slowing down, they don't have to have such large payrolls.
ABC business correspondent Alexis Christophorus there. TikTok is facing an uphill battle across the country.
Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley introducing legislation to enact a TikTok ban, blocking it from being downloaded in the U.S. and outlawing any commercial activity in the country by TikTok's parent company, ByteDance. Hawley previously led the fight to have the app banned from government devices, citing Chinese government spying. In a statement, Hawley says TikTok poses a threat to all Americans. It opens the door for the Chinese Communist Party to access Americans' personal information. Now is the time to ban it nationwide to protect the American people. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
KSL News Time, 5:08. This is My Minute of News, brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. I know you need to have the right look for 2023, so I want to clue you in about the newest gotta-have plastic surgery. It's called buccal fat removal, B-U-C-C-A-L, buccal fat. I could explain this in 3 seconds. Are you ready? Suck your cheeks in. You got your cheeks sucked in. Good. That is what buccal fat removal does. I'll let Dr. Philip Miller explain his version.
So buccal fat's a very simple procedure that is done under local anesthesia. A small little incision is done on the inside of the mouth where I find the buccal fat and I tease it out and then cut it and close it and you're done.
Wait a few days to heal and now you look like an Eastern European supermodel with prominently defined cheekbones. Or you look like Lurch from the Addams Family.
I'm a wallflower.
Lurch, who you could look like an hour after walking into the doctor's office. You'll have sucked in cheeks, your wallet will be $8,000 lighter. Everybody is talking about this because of all the celebrities who slipped into the doctor's office for the buccal fat procedure over the past year. There are whispers about Lea Michele from Glee, Margot Robbie, Zoe Kravitz, Megan Fox, and many other famous young women. The problem is it looks flattering at first, but it's permanent. And as you age, you develop sunken cheeks and begin to look like a skeleton. It might be sexy when you're 20-something, but when you're 50-something, it can make you look 80-something, and that's something you ought to consider. You can get buccal fat removed in a snap of the fingers. But the effects last for a lifetime. Right, Lurch?
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
509, traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines are brought to you by Granite Credit Union. Len Thomas now, what's going on?
Well, we're looking at a crash on the I-215 East Belt affecting the left lane near 4800 South. Traffic is getting much better in here, but it's slowing pretty much from about 39 South up to this crash at 4800 South on the left side. And as you make your way southbound I-15, Murray to Midvale slowing down on I-15 southbound and making your way out of the 201, a little slow from I-15 out to I-215 West Belt. Mark?
Yeah, at the moment, Bangor looks pretty good to avoid Mountain View if you can. Bangor Highway looks a little lighter than normal. I-15 into Utah County is still a little slow around Pleasant Grove Boulevard. We have currently a crash working southbound on the freeway prior to 5th East American Fork. Steve?
Well, northbound 15, a little busy leaving downtown Salt Lake, starting to get about 6 South up to 6 North. After that, you're back on the gas all the way up through Davis, Weber, and Box Elder counties. No problems there. Southbound 15, good to go back the other way to the Salt Lake Valley. We have delays, though, on northbound 215 on the West Belt up to 3rd North from I-80. There from the transition ramp, northbound Legacy thick and busy as well. Scattered slowdowns on southbound Foothill, typical between Sunnyside and 17 South. Two Brothers Mattress, your locally owned Serta mattress dealer. Visit any Two Brothers Mattress location from Salt Lake to Orem. Find sale prices now at twobrothersmattress.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Plenty of clouds as we head through the 5 o'clock hour and cold temperatures, temperatures only in the low 30s. We do have a little band of some light snowfall out over the lake, so a chance for a few little snowflakes to be flying as we head through the night, but temperatures drop into the upper 20s at 6 o'clock, mid-20s by 7, 8, and 9. Ultimate lows will be in the low 20s under mostly cloudy skies. With your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, I'm Kevin Eubanks.
And right now in Salt Lake City, we're at 30 degrees with a cloudy sky. Sunset is at 5:36. KSL News Time, 5:12, and we go in-depth now with Maria Chaleos.
Jeff, an asteroid the size of a delivery truck will whip past Earth tomorrow night in what is expected to be one of the closest such encounters ever recorded. NASA insists it will be a near miss with no chance of the asteroid hitting Earth. NASA says the newly discovered asteroid will zoom 2,200 miles above the southern tip of South America. That is 10 times closer than the bevy of communication satellites that are circling overhead. Now, the closest approach will occur at 9:27 our time. Now, even if the space rock came a lot closer, the scientists say most of it would burn up in the atmosphere with some of the bigger pieces possibly falling as meteorites. NASA's Impact Hazard Assessment System, I know you're going to feel good about this, SCOUT is what they call it, quickly ruled out a strike of Earth.
Okay, so I don't have to say goodbye to anybody.
Not yet.
All right, we'll be back.
And besides, they have that machine that kind of bumps them out of the... Remember that?
Oh, right. The magic machine.
The magic machine.
The rocket
ship. The zapper. Yeah.
All right. So we're in good shape. I don't have to say goodbye to anyone. We'll see you tomorrow, Marie.
All righty.
KSL News Time 5:13. New information about actor Jeremy Renner. Police say he was trying to stop his snow removal tractor from sliding and hitting his grown nephew when he was injured over the holidays. The Avenger actor was pulled under the tractor and crushed on New Year's Day. According to a Nevada sheriff's office, the parking brake was not engaged. Renner had used it to pull his nephew's truck out of the snow. He is slowly recovering. He just left the hospital. KSL News Time 5:13, a 7-year-old Idaho boy died after being attacked by a pack of dogs. The boy's mother also faced serious injuries in the incident. on the Fort Hall Reservation over the weekend. The Shoshone-Bannock tribes say all four dogs involved in the incident have since been put down. If you love cheese, boy, do we have an announcement for you.
If you love cheese, you could turn that passion into a cash cow or goat, depending on the source of that soft or sharp cheese. A company called Sleep Junkie says it's willing to pay a handful of what it calls dairy dreamers to test out a theory that eating cheese before bed can trigger nightmares. Each tester will be paid $1,000 for eating a variety of cheeses each week and recording their dreams or nightmares on their smartwatch. Applicants must also be at least 21 years old to get a shot at this cheesy job. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Trending on social media, the Rick and Morty team will be hearing a lot of bad impressions of the two main characters of that show. The co-creators of the show, Justin Roiland, has gotten the boot, which means they're going to need to find someone to replace his voice as Rick and Morty. And the internet is sending in applications.
My name's Katie. I'm 24 years old. I'm 5'10", and I'm auditioning for the role of Rick and Morty. Oh, Rick. Ay, caramba. We have space adventures to go on.
My name's Justin, and this is my audition for Rick or Morty on the show Rick and Morty. So here's a Morty.
Oh, jeez, Rick. Oh, holy crap. This was worse than that time we went to space.
Leave your name at the door. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a former Southern Utah Sheriff's deputy is facing an unlikely charge, impersonating an officer. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, thousands of nurses around the U.S. could be working with phony credentials, fake diplomas they bought online. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Crash northbound on the Mountain View Corridor. It's closed north of 2100 South. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Plenty of clouds and cold temperatures today, but another round of light snow is coming. I'm Kevin Eubank.
30 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Now officially charged with murder and attempted murder, a man who police say killed co-workers Monday at two farms in Half Moon Bay, California.
Making his first appearance in court, the 66-year-old accused of opening fire and killing seven of his co-workers stood behind a glass wall in a red jail uniform holding onto a piece of paper. He is a Chinese citizen who needed a Mandarin translator. San Mateo County DA Steve Wagstaff says he told the court bail should not be granted because the alleged shooter is a flight risk.
He is not a citizen of this country. There's plenty of motive to run.
No plea was entered. The alleged shooter was assigned defense attorneys, was not allowed to post bail, and is due back in court next month. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The teacher who was shot by a six-year-old student in Newport News, Virginia earlier this month says she's filing a lawsuit against the school board, claiming it could have been prevented. A parent of another student at the school, Mark Garcia, is demanding changes.
It's possible now that he might not go back to that school. It's possible that he might go to another school.
School administrators were warned numerous times that the student had a gun with him and had threatened people at school the day of the shooting, says the teacher, Abby Zwerner's lawyer. Facebook's parent company says it's reinstating former President Trump's personal account, but his account will be monitored. The U.S. and Germany sending their best tanks and training to Ukraine. White House spokesman John Kirby.
These tanks are meant to help Ukraine fight effectively on open terrain, to defend their sovereignty and their territory, and to win back territory that the Russians have taken from them.
Members of the Senate Intelligence Committee, both Republicans and Democrats, after a secure briefing with the Director of National Intelligence, say they're outraged, demanding more access to classified documents seized from Presidents Biden and Trump. You're listening to ABC News.
Now it's time for the KSL In-Depth. Utah's Mighty Five National Parks had decreased visitation this past year. There were a variety of reasons, including perceptions of overcrowding, increased gas costs. The numbers, though, don't discourage Vicki Varela, director of the Utah Office of Tourism. She detailed the marketing efforts going forward for the still very popular parks.
What you'll see on visitutah.com and in all of our advertising is that the Mighty Five brand is extremely powerful in that it reminds people that there's only one place in the world that has this much red rock unique offering. But then as you, so that's the inspiration, is Utah's the only place that whether you're in a national park or one of our state parks, you can have this kind of Red Rock experience. But then as we communicate with visitors deeper into the marketing funnel through our social media and our website and so forth, there are very customized messages to each of the national parks and their circumstances.
That's the director of the Utah Office of Tourism, Vicki Varela, who expects the visitation numbers will increase starting this spring. KSL News Time 519. It's time for your trip. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines are brought to you by Granite Credit Union, guiding you home. Here's Len Thomas.
Looks like we have a fresh crash as you make your way toward downtown. I-15 is actually southbound, coming out of downtown past South Salt Lake to slow things down just a bit in there. And making your way out on the east belt, still southbound, slowing from 33rd South up to this crash. It's residing on the left side, but it's only blocking one lane now, so that's going to get better as you make your way. And then a crash out on the 201 near Bangor Highway. Mark?
Slowest on Bangor Highways, not till you get down to 9800 South Shields Lane on I-15 in Utah County. It's still hanging up southbound. A couple extra minutes KSL travel time at Pleasant Grove Boulevard, and Pleasant Grove itself slow between the freeway and Pleasant Grove, and then Pioneer Crossing's getting some delays coming from I-15 Lehigh. Steve?
Well, northbound 15 still a bit busy as you leave downtown, 6 south up to 6 north. After that, good speeds up through Davis, Weber, and Box Elder counties. Nothing to slow you down there. Same for the southbound side, back the other way. Plus delays on eastbound I-80 there on the transition ramp as you head north onto northbound 215 up to about North Temple. Northbound Legacy, a little thick at Center Street. Don't let tax problems ruin your life. Let Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox handle the IRS so you don't have to. Visit TaxHelpUT.com. That's TaxHelpUT.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
The KSL 7-day forecast stays cold with highs still below normal. Tonight, 21 for the low, mostly cloudy, and 33 on Thursday. We do get another storm on Friday. This one's again weak, but it has enough oomph to bring an inch or two of snow along the Wasatch Front. And in between days Saturday, mostly cloudy and 37, and then a stronger storm gets here statewide Sunday into Monday. It'll be rain in St. George, but snow elsewhere across the state. And behind that storm comes in some very cold air. Highs next week will be in the mid-20s with lows in the teens. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
Snow showers in Ogden, 27 degrees. In Salt Lake City, it's 30. Your 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful, KSL News Time. 5:21, Wednesday evening.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.